This is Akashvani, the news read by Apugapak. Argentina and India have agreed to further deepen their strategic partnership and boost cooperation in various fields, including trade, defense, space, health, and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Argentina on the third leg of his five-nation visit. He held a productive meeting with the Argentine President Javier Milei yesterday. This was the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years. The one-on-one meeting was followed by a delegation-level talks covering the full spectrum of bilateral ties. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, early this morning to attend the 17th BRICS summit. In a social media post, he said he is looking forward to a productive round of discussions with President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to expand the strategic partnership between India and Brazil. The 17th edition of BRICS summit will take up issues of global governance reforms, climate change challenges, and artificial intelligence, among other things. During the summit, the Prime Minister is also likely to hold bilateral meetings with other leaders on the sidelines. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman discussed various issues of bilateral cooperation, including collaboration across various multiple sectors to further strengthen strategic partnerships during her meeting with BRICS counterparts in Rio de Janeiro last night. In her meeting with Russian Finance Minister Anton Selvanov on the sidelines of the BRICS finance ministers and central bank governors meeting, she discussed issues of bilateral cooperation, particularly in the financial sector, as well as matters related to the New Development Bank. Sitharaman also met with Luan Phuong, finance minister of China. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today distributed appointment letters to over 1,200 nursing officers in the national capital, along with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta. Addressing the event, Nadda said that India's health policy today has moved on from curative treatment to preventive treatment. He remarked that health setup of the nation today has become inclusive, focusing not just on treatment but also on rehabilitation. During the occasion, Nadda and Chief Minister Rekha Gupta also flagged off the Ayushman Bharat registration vans. In Punjab, senior leader of Shiromani Akali Dal and former minister Vikram Singh Majitia has been sent to 14 days judicial custody till July 19. He was produced before a Mohali court this morning after his 11 days vigilance remand ended. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to eminent thinker and educationist Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Modi said Dr. Mukherjee had sacrificed his life to protect the honor, dignity, and pride of the country. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Minister and BJP National President JP Nadda, Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh Narayan Singh, and other leaders paid floral tribute to Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee on his 125th birth anniversary at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi. PM Modi also wished His Holiness the Dalai Lama on his 90th birthday today. In a social media post extending wishes on behalf of the 1.4 billion Indians, Modi described the Dalai Lama as an enduring symbol of love, compassion, patience, and moral discipline. Governor Keti Parnaik also extended his warmest greetings and profound respects to the Tibetan spiritual leader. In his message, the governor said that His Holiness the Dalai Lama is a living embodiment of compassion, peace, and timeless wisdom. He further said that his teachings have touched countless lives, guiding humanity on the path of righteousness, inner strength, and harmony. Heavy rainfall has been lashing most parts of Himachal Pradesh since this morning. The Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for a very heavy rainfall in Mandi, Kangra and Sirmaur districts, while a flash flood warning has been issued for the next 24 hours in 9 districts including Shimla, Solan and Hamirpur. In light of this, the administration has advised people to remain extremely cautious and avoid unnecessary travel. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.